So what is the topic of the first talk? The topic is humility. Humility comes from the Latin word humus, which means dirt. Humus is also the root for the word human. Keep that in mind. Humility is the absolute most important virtue that you can ever gain. It's the most important virtue that some of the saints said that you can have all the other virtues. You can be pure, you can be, you know, very temperate, but if you don't have humility, you can still be damned. The opposite, if you only have humility, you don't have anything else and all you have is humility, you'll still be saved. Saint Teresa of Avila said that one small lesson on humility is far greater than any other lesson that you can ever have in your entire life. It is the foundation upon which every other true virtue is built. I'll talk exactly about what humility is in a moment. The opposite of humility is pride. Pride, on the other hand, is at the root and tied to every sin, every vice and defect in the human soul. Pride made angels into demons. Similarly, humility can make a human even higher than the angels. The Blessed Virgin Mary had the greatest of all humility. She emptied herself of her self-will, and she was able to be full of God. And of course, that's our goal. So what is humility? I said that it's the root word for human. Humility is the truth about who you are and the truth about who God is. It's a both and. What does it mean to be a human? So we're going to focus on this first half, this first talk, about distrust of self. We'll also talk about the good stuff. So we need to have a balance. In the second talk, we'll talk about what's necessary, about the truth of myself, balanced with working in unison with the truth about who God is. And that should inspire in us a great confidence. So that's why I said earlier that many people will have this moment because of some bad thing that happens to them. Pride makes us think that we don't need God. Pride makes us think that every good deed that I have ever done, everything good about me, my good looks, my good physique, my smart intellect, my ability to play music well, my ability to sing well, has come from me and me alone. If you think about why Satan fell, he was the closest angel to God as far as his pure nature. He was so high. Lucifer. He thought he got that from himself. He took that glory for himself. He did not recognize that that was a gift from Almighty God. Similar thing happens in man. I achieved this on my own. I am naturally beautiful. I am naturally good. I look down upon other people who are not as smart as me, who don't drive as good as me, who don't look as good as me, who don't perform as good as me, who don't have better common sense than me. So to have humility is actually to see clearly. If I need glasses, I need corrective lenses. If I were to go about my life without my glasses or without my contacts, I wouldn't see clearly. I wouldn't be able to make good, sound judgments. I wouldn't see clearly about what's going around really with my neighbor, and I definitely wouldn't be able to see if I have any defects in myself. So humility is the truth about who I am and the truth about who God is, and it's absolutely critically necessary. On the way over here, Mr. George and I were discussing how people sometimes will, you know, some people are all in for God, and then some people are not, and they just kind of like, yeah, they go through the motions. And I jokingly said, yeah, they'll go through the motions until something bad happens in their life, until they really need something. And that's what happens in those individuals who are very sick. They realize, I am human. Humans are what? Humans tend to disease. Humans tend to physical illness. Every single person in this room is going to die. That is a part about being human. A lot of times people are like, don't talk about death. That's really a bummer. Dude, put your glasses on. See rightly. You are going to die, and everything you do should reflect upon that most important moment. You're not seeing clearly. Also, what else is about me? So let's take our physical aspects. I'm very healthy right now. I could get sick at any moment. I could have stumbled going down the bus and broken my leg. That's possible for a human. at any moment, although I think I'm very smart, I could have like an aneurysm. Something could have hit me in the head. I know a man who was dying of cancer, and the cancer didn't kill him. He slipped and hit his head. He died from hitting his head. So my mind is very weak. What else is about me that I should be aware of? I'm bad. Like, I have a natural inclination to do bad things. And to think otherwise would be me not seeing clearly. To think that I'm superior morally for some reason. I'm going to give you various tips throughout this to help grow in humility. But let's take, for example, the beautiful person who's just naturally, they look in the mirror and they're physically very attractive. Where did that beauty come from? They were born that way. It was given to them. It was a gift. So the humble person, this is going to go into the benefits of God and why we should have great confidence in God. But the humble person does not recognize, the humble person recognizes that all things really are a gift from God. All good things, because God is the source of all goodness, has come from God. So humility inspires in me a thankful disposition. So maybe you are beautiful. And somebody says, man, you are so beautiful. You are so attractive. You can say, thank you. Praise the Lord. And know in your heart that you didn't do anything to gain that. You were born that way. Similarly, your education. Some of you are naturally having a high IQ. Well, were you, you know, did you? Is there somehow that you got that of your own? No. Many of us, we are living in the top 1% in the entire world as far as like economic status. And some of you might say, I'm not really that rich. I just kind of live in a little house and we've got one car and we share it as a family. Sister, you're living better than the kings were living in the days before. We have hot water. We have climate-controlled rooms. We can have food at any moment. We have instant access to entertainment. We have so much. And most of it, we didn't control when we were born. I didn't say, I will be born. I'll be millennial. I didn't have any say in that. Now, are these things bad? No, of course not. They're not bad. They're very good. If you're talented in math, if you're talented in reading or science, that is a good thing, and you should thank the Lord for it. But we have to have a clear view of who we are. I tend to sin. A lot of times, for example, and adults do this too. I don't know if you saw in the news, but there's a lot of things going on in the church where there's scandals, where priests have done bad things, or a bishop has done something bad. And it's easy to point our fingers at them and say, because we think that they should be holy, and they really should be because they're supposed to be imitations of Christ. But it's easy for me to judge him and say, I would never do that. So one tip that I'll remind you of later is anytime somebody's doing something that is below you, you can say to yourself, and many of the saints, especially St. Philip Neri, would say, but for the grace of God, there go I. Meaning that if I was born in that person's circumstances, if I had those situations growing up around me, in the case of like sexual abuse, a lot of times abusers have been abused themselves. If I was born into a family where abuse was a cycle, but for the grace of God, that man's me. If any of you, God forbid, you've ever committed a sin of lust, even if it was just like you looked at a bad image or something like that, if you have used one person for your own pleasure, what makes you think that you wouldn't have used that person for your own pleasure in that circumstance? Reminder, a virtue is a habit, just like a vice is a habit. A virtue is a good habit, a vice is a bad habit. So if we have the habit of having distrust of ourselves, if we have a habit of reminding ourselves of who we really are and not having an elevated view of ourselves, but we have to remember that we suffer from a little thing called concupiscence. We have an inclination to sin, and our primary inclination is to pride, meaning I have a primary inclination to think of myself higher than I am, and to make myself feel better, I will often tear down another individual to make myself feel better. So whenever I'm feeling bad, the temptation might be to say, well, at least I'm not like Patrick because he's this, he's that, he's the other thing. I think I feel better. But really what's happening to my heart is a hardening and a closing. A person who excels greatly at stuff has to pray a lot. Why? Because it's human nature to think very highly of myself. I know a lot of theologians who are all brain and they know so much on a certain topic, but they are no heart because they spend all of their time in study and not enough time in prayer. So what prayer does, because it puts God first, it orders me rightly. It helps me to recognize I'm on my knees. Why? Because I'm not the king of the universe. God is. So one tip is, but for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, there go I. You will find that you are a much happier person. It's a habit. It's going to take effort. Humility is at the heart of being happy because it's at the heart of being a real human being who's living life to the fullest. It might not sound like that yet, but again, true humility is, who am I? And then who is God? And then that's where you're really going to find liberation and freedom. Tip number one, but for the grace, there go I. Tip number two, what do I actually deserve? Humans, we tend to think that we deserve things, but it's because we're not seeing things rightly. In reality, I know I have sinned. I merit separation from God. In God's justice, because of Adam and Eve as well, I deserve eternal punishment. But because of God's mercy and God's goodness, God has come to earth, become one of us, taken on our human nature, and suffered and died for me to have salvation, to have eternal life. I really deserve an eternity of punishment, but because of Jesus, because of God's great mercy, I can have happiness here on earth through his liberation, spiritually, emotionally, and then an eternity of joy, an eternity of pleasure, an eternity of happiness, true, lasting, deep happiness. I say this for a couple of reasons, because it's all about our perspective. Shortly after spring break, my son and I are going to go on a trip to Washington, D.C., and in his words, we're staying at a nice hotel. It's a 3-star hotel. They have breakfast there. It's clean. It's got like a bed and then a pull-out thing and a TV and a microwave. We're staying at a nice hotel. If there was a very wealthy person staying at the same hotel, they would say, you put me here? Talk to my agent. Why am I here at this 3 stars? Are you kidding me? There's not even a bubble bath in here for me. There's not even a hot tub, a whirlpool. This only has 2 jets. You call this a whirlpool? It's the same hotel. One person is looking at it from one perspective. Another person is looking at it from another perspective. But it changes everything. Humility would ask, what do I deserve? I deserve hell, but we're not going to go that far for your purposes because I don't want you to think that you can be mistreated by people. But what do I really deserve? I should be thankful. I should be thankful that I'm staying at this 3-star hotel because I shouldn't even be staying here. A lot of times, especially parents, we'll kind of like get angry with our kids because we work really hard and we give them things all the time. And it's like, I just gave you this. Can't you be thankful? Well, no. Because I'm not seeing rightly. I'm not taking in all of the data. I'm only seeing my world from my own little selfish perspective. And we'll talk about how to break that later. I'll give you 2 extreme examples. During Hurricane Harvey, let's say, for example, water came into your house and it ruined the carpet. Somebody who's seemingly pious could say, how could God let my carpet be ruined? Where's God? How could you let this happen? A humble person might say, thank you, God, that only my carpet was ruined. My children were safe. I didn't have to evacuate on a boat. An extreme case, let's say, for example, and I pray to the Lord it doesn't happen because I really love my children, every single one of them, but it's true that children die. They die before their parents, and it's a tragic thing. When anybody dies, it's very upsetting. Let's say, for example, my beautiful son died, whom I have raised from an early age to be different, to not go the way of the world. If he were to die, and it's very natural for a person to say, God, how could you do this to me? How could God take such a young person? He had all of his future ahead of him. He didn't get to do this. He didn't get to do that. God, why would you do this to me? I'm so good. Or I could say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving me a beautiful child for at least 10 years. I didn't deserve him. I didn't deserve to be in his presence. I didn't deserve to hold him in my arms. There's many people out there who don't have any children. There's many people out there who have circumstances way worse than mine. A humble person is a thankful person. So I hope you're starting to realize humility is something that you use to catch yourself. Kind of like the Ten Commandments. If I'm rightly loving others, I don't really need to be thinking about the rules at all time. But at least I have the rules here to catch me if I'm not loving properly. Similarly, if some of the triggers that you're not being humble, are you angry? Are you upset? Are you about to hurt somebody else? You should ask yourself why. So I have two things written on my hand. I don't recommend that you do it unless you are at your wit's end and you've tried everything else. I have humility written on my hand, and I have love written on the other hand. I have to write this here because the worst decisions I've ever made, I make them without thinking because of my pride. If somebody sends me an email and I'm like, and I'm just in a bad mood, I'd be like, stop being so stupid. Use your brain. But then would a humble person do that? No. Who am I? But for the grace of God, I'm the other person on the receiving end of that email. So humility will help you to stay out of trouble, yes. Humility will help you to be happy. If you're never, and you're going to be not happy, the first thing you should ask yourself, am I being humble? Am I seeing clearly? Am I being merciful? Am I being just? Humility is so, so important. If at any point you find yourself lost in life, always return to this virtue and you will have greater peace of soul. So tip number one, but for the grace of God, there go I. Tip number two, what do I deserve? What do I deserve? I'm going to look at my notes because I almost forgot tip number three. Ask for help. A person who doesn't want to ask for help deep down is a proud person. Ask for help. Ask for help with school. Ask for help moving if you have to move something that's heavy. Ask for help in confession. If you find yourself stuck in sin, you cannot get out of it alone. That is a spirit of pride. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. If you could do it alone, Jesus wouldn't have become a human and died on the cross and offered us the sacraments and offered us spiritual directors and offered us angels and offered us his blessed mother, because we need her. We need them. Does a humble person pray? Yes. All the time. Because it's fun? Absolutely not. A humble person prays because they know they need help. In prayer is the number one place to ask for help. That's one place to do that. If you do not ask, you will not receive. We'll talk about how God never lets us down, because he won't. Now, we have to also acknowledge something else about the human condition. We have enemies. And as the scripture says, our enemies not are flesh and blood, but they are principalities and powers. So we have temptations from three sources. We have temptations from the flesh, meaning that on my own, because of my concupiscence, I have a natural, I say natural because it just comes naturally. I don't have to think about it. It just happens. I have an inclination to do what is bad on my own without any other outside stimulus. I have an inclination to think bad about others. I have an inclination to want things. I have an inclination to lust. All these various ways that we have concupiscence. We also have the world. The world is constantly trying to sell you a blurry vision of reality. They're saying things like, if you own this, you'll be happy. If you buy this, you'll be happy. If you do this, if you live this lifestyle, you'll be happy. If you live outside of God's plan for marriage and sexuality, you'll be happy. That's true freedom. That's true liberation. And that is 100% a lie. Freedom comes only from being truly human, from being truly humble. It's the opposite of what the world is telling you and what the world is saying to you. And we have to be careful. We have to form good habits. We'll talk about that tomorrow, forming good habits, because what you do now impacts the person you become later. If you start to develop an addiction or a slavery to, say, for example, video games or constantly being on your cell phone, the longer you have that addiction, the harder it's going to be to break. But we just can't stop it. Thank God for times like Lent that we have to think about these things. We also have temptations from the devil to whisper. The devil's voice is a whisper, and we've all heard it before. So the devil is not a creature. He is a creature. He's a preternatural creature that's only a spirit, doesn't have a corporeal body, but he's not a monster. He's not going to be like in the movies to scare you and come out from the bed and be like, no, he's a whisperer. He's a seducer. He says to you, you deserve this. That person is XYZ. Do this instead. And every sin, of course, that we commit is an act of pride. And the more sins of pride we commit, the more like Satan we become. So again, humility is a distrust of myself from experience. I know from experience. I was reflecting on when this distrust would have been helpful. Because it's like, well, how long do I have to distrust myself? Forever. Until you die. Even when I'm an old man, I should have a little bit of distrust of myself around beautiful women. Yeah, of course. If you remember from scriptures, Susanna was bathing in private and these two old men saw her and tried to ensnare her. They're old men. Solomon committed most of his sins in his old age, even though he was wise. He lacked humility, distrust of self. He wouldn't have put himself in those situations. Our tips are confidence in God. We'll get to that. What do I deserve? But for the grace of God, there go I. In a spirit of thankfulness, we have so much to be thankful for. And when things are bad, we will notice that if we just change our perspective, we will see really how truly blessed we have been in our whole lives.